Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Words.
I came here to study.
To work.
To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Words.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
If you listen to Spanish language radio, chances are most of the time you're hearing pop music or talk shows. Now there's an alternative for listeners with a public radio sensibility. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. And this could be the future of radio, en español.
Esto te puede interesar.
Yo no quiero exagerar, pero...
Es una especie de exo de ciencia ficción.
Eso fue mi introducción a este país.
En Latinoamérica, nuestras historias son sorprendentes, complejas y dramáticas.
Mi hermano, él fue el único, la única persona que cruzó los Estados Unidos en canoa.
That's a clip from a new series called Radio Ambulante, or roughly translated, Radio on the Move. The reporter is Daniel Alarcón, who is also Radio Ambulante's executive producer and one of the creators of this new project. He joins us on the phone from his home in San Francisco. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, John.
Annie Coriel is Radio Ambulante's senior editor. She's also a frequent contributor to Feet in Two Worlds, and she's here in the studio with me. Hi, Annie.
Hi, John.
Daniel, what is Radio Ambulante? What kind of stories are you doing?
Well, the short way of explaining it, which only makes sense, I should note, in the United States, is saying This American Life in Spanish, but transnational.
That's a simple explanation.
And that's the elevator pitch. I love This American Life, and I love the kinds of stories they tell. And I was always a little frustrated that we didn't have that sensibility, that aesthetic in the Spanish language. So what we're trying to do is take advantage of this historical accident that so many millions of people in so many different countries speak Spanish, and we can share these amazing stories from all the diverse places where Spanish is spoken. So in one episode, we'll have a story from New York and a story from Mexico City and a story from Bogota and a story from Argentina. And, you know, having those stories back to back to back sort of really highlights the diversity of Latin Americans and Latinos in the U.S. and also what brings us together.
Annie, what inspired this idea for Radio Ambulante?
Well, that may be a question for Daniel. Daniel and his wife, the entrepreneur Carolina Guerrero, called me last winter, and they said, you know, we want to make this radio show that doesn't exist. I had been reporting on breaking news and immigration topics for, at that point, close to 5 years. And, you know, I felt that our stories were staying very much within the Spanish-speaking community, with few exceptions like the stuff I did for Feet in Two Worlds. And there were just such amazing stories. I mean, behind every breaking news story, behind a building collapse, behind a homicide, there was just this whole world. There were, you know, not just the Dominican and Puerto Rican and Mexican communities, but Colombian, Peruvian, yet to meet anyone from Uruguay. But I did feel like there was a real need to allow immigrants to tell their own stories without translating, simplifying, and even stereotyping.
And how does Radio Ambulante do that?
We hope that there will be many stories told sort of in the first person, that people are telling about their lives and the things that happened to them, their relationships, their goals.
Now, we should talk a little bit about where you're at in terms of creating this new radio and where you are in terms of distributing it. Daniel, where can people hear Radio Ambulante?
Well, right now we have a website, which is radioambulante.org. And up there we have an audio sampler to give listeners an idea of the kinds of stories we're going to be working on. Sort of in the medium term, we're going to be a podcast, and probably by mid-April, we're going to have our first full-length podcast up, you know, a new podcast every 6 weeks or so until the end of the year, and that will constitute our first season. In the longer term, we're sort of actively pursuing partnerships with terrestrial radio, both in the U.S. On Spanish language and bilingual radio stations, as well as in Latin America.
But isn't it true that the kind of a documentary style storytelling that you are really developing with this project is not really available in many places to Spanish-speaking audiences?
The stuff that we're trying to do with Radio Ambulante isn't really out there. We haven't heard it. We've looked.
And why do you think that is?
There hasn't necessarily been a... It's sort of like what happened in the United States with This American Life. No one knew that they wanted it until they heard it. In Latin America, among U.S. Latinos, you know, radio listenership is extraordinarily high. And, you know, my parents and, you know, grew up listening to radio novelas, you know, and people listen to radio all day long. And yet somehow the long-form format disappeared. I think it has to do with commercial reasons. I think it has to do with communities responding, you know, to more direct necessities, you know, that people really need to know, you know, health and legal and these kinds of, you know, deal with these kinds of issues, as opposed to sort of narrative that is neither news or opinion or community help kind of stuff. So in that sense, I think it's just a response to the marketplace. But, you know, people don't know that they want it. As soon as they hear it, I think they'll know.
In a lot of cases, the younger generation grows up speaking Spanish and English. They're bilingual households, and younger people will tend to assimilate and start listening to public radio, if they do at all, in English, even if they can speak and understand both languages. So that's we'd like to reach both generations, so to speak, the people who grew up listening to Spanish in their own countries, but also this bilingual, the younger generation, who could really appreciate these stories in Spanish and already have an ear for it, having grown up listening to more documentary-style English-language radio.
So let's listen to another clip from Radio Ambulante, and this is a story that, Daniel, you produced.
Mi padre Renato creció en Arequipa, Perú, en los años 50. Como casi todos los niños de esa época, él estaba obsesionado con el fútbol. Pero mi viejo era diferente. Lo que más le gustaba no era jugar, sino retransmitir los partidos. Fútbol en esos tiempos se vivía en todas partes.
En las calles, en los callejones de los barrios, en campos de tierra, en campos de pasto mal crecido, en algunos colegios que tenían un campo deportivo más o menos grande, escuelas, colegios secundarios, en la universidad, en las fábricas.
Y el Estadio Melgar, donde iba con mi abuelo todos los domingos, en el descanso se acercaba al palco de prensa.
Daniel, for our listeners who don't speak Spanish, tell us a little bit about this story. What did we just hear?
Well, this piece is about my, you know, it's about radios. I think people who listen to radio will dig it. My father got his start calling soccer games back in the 1950s in Arequipa, Peru. This particular piece is about a night where he was asked to make up a goal in front of a crowd of 300 people in this small town on the coast of southern coast of Peru. It's a family story that I've always sort of found fascinating, because what happened is that the crowd, when my father, you know, made up this imaginary game and created an imaginary play that ended in an imaginary goal, the crowd went crazy as if they were at the stadium. And it made me think of this time when people used to listen to soccer and sport on the radio, and it was a purely imaginative process. I mean, you know, it was as real as it would be listening to it on the radio, and that was the only way to hear it. There was no television. So back then, you were either at the stadium or you were listening to it on the radio. So I just really enjoyed this this image of this child. My father must have been, you know, 11 or 12 at the time, standing on this dark stage before 300 people, you know, leading them down this path, and everyone, you know, happily going along with him as if it were real.
Now, was that family story kind of a touchstone for you? It sounds like it might have been, in terms of being an inspiration for this project.
Well, certainly radio has always been in my family. Uncles of mine still work in radio. Cousins of mine have worked in campesino radio stations. I wrote a novel about radio, and I think for me, you know, we used to do little radio programs living in the United States where my father would record us, interview us, you know, on a Sunday morning, and you would all pile on the bed, and we'd send these cassette tapes back home to Peru and then get cassette tapes back from our cousins who would, you know, there'd be a family party and they would go around interviewing people and then send these tapes to us. And in a sense, now that I think about it, those were radio programs that we made that served, you know, to do all the things that radio does. It connected us with people who were far away. It was you know, totally this magical transportation, you know, taking us back to the country that we missed.
Annie, how central are the experiences of Latino immigrants to the overall storyline and the arc of what Radio Ambulante is about?
Well, I think it remains to be seen. I think that we've tried to not, you know, focus too closely just on immigrant stories, but we do absolutely want to incorporate them and bring in the kind of stories that, you know, bring more nuance to the picture that people might have of immigrants. Toward that end, I think we want to do bilingual versions of some of our stories that could perhaps go out there and sort of help broaden the debate surrounding Latinos. So obviously, it's a priority to tell immigrant stories, but it's not our only priority.
Give me an example of some of the stories that you have done or some that are in the pipeline to kind of get a flavor of how you're testing this thesis.
There's a wonderful story from Buenos Aires about River Plate, which is, you know, basically like the New York Yankees of Argentine soccer, which was relegated to the B division. So imagine if the Yankees fell to the minor leagues. It's a tragic, very moving story, told from the perspective of the radio announcer whose job it was to call the final game before, you know, that would have decided if they stayed in the first division or fell to the B. And basically this guy lost it. He went on air and started cursing and basically, you know, gave this impassioned, brokenhearted love letter to his team. And we were able to interview him months later, and he told the entire story of what he was feeling in that moment when he basically lost his mind on national radio. And the result, I think, is a really, really lovely, really beautiful, moving piece.
We also have stories. We have a story about blind football players in Colombia, valets in Mexico, how hard it is to be a valet in Mexico City, which is pretty chaotic. We have a story about, this is all from Colombia, people who are adopting unidentified bodies washing up in their town. And the reason might surprise you. So those are just a kind of random sampling of some of the things that we've got coming down the pipeline.
Daniel, what are your hopes for Radio Ambulante?
I really want to create this community of listeners. I really think that people across Latin America and the U.S., Spanish speakers, will hear these stories and respond and start thinking in new ways about story and about even the concept of Latin America and what unites us. I think it's just an amazing opportunity that the technology of today gives us to share, produce incredible pieces of narrative. You know, as a writer, I'm a novelist in my real life, and I just love narrative. I love stories. I love people's voices, and to me, Radio Ambulante is a unique opportunity to go out in the world, get these voices, and share them.
Daniel Alarcón is the executive producer of Radio Ambulante and a fiction writer. And Daniel, remind us again of the web address.
It's Radio Ambulante, that's AMBULANTE.org.
And Annie Coriel is Radio Ambulante's senior editor. She's also a frequent contributor to Feet in Two Worlds. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
The Feet in Two Worlds podcast is produced by Jocelyn Gonzalez and Sarah Kate Kramer. Our engineer is Chad Bernhardt at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation,
with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation and the Cyrus Fund and WNYC, New York Public Radio.
This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV.
Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.
You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.